It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, we've got August Burns Red singer Jake Lurs. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're here to celebrate the new record from August Burns Red. It's called Death Below. And Jake, music as an art form is both calculated and intuitive. What aspects of Death Below were thought out and what was pure instinct?
Ooh, well, that's a tough one because, you know, I feel like we naturally, as a band, have always wanted to stick close to the roots of the band. So the aggression and off-time signatures and, you know, kind of how we have progressive song structure. But, you know, what's really interesting, I think, about Death Below is that JB Dustin wrote this album during the pandemic. And so there's a lot of like heartache, there's a lot of division, there's a lot of kind of like doom and gloom. So overall, like the record itself is pretty, it's still got like the aggression from, you know, ABR, but it has this sadness over it. And I think real like vulnerability, lyrically and just in the music. So it's an album I think that people will feel and have like an emotional attachment to, more so than like, oh, this is really just a catchy record, or this is just, you know, exciting and fun. I think we still have those elements, but I feel like it's really different in the fact that it's just very much in a time capsule of you know, the pandemic and how difficult that was, I think, for everybody in the world, you know.
Jake Lurs from August Burns Red with us. We're celebrating the release of the band's new record, Death Below. Here's a tune from it, Backfire. Yep. It's Full Metal Jackie. August Burns Red singer Jake Lurs with us on the show. Again, we're talking about the new record from August Burns Red, which is called Death Below. And Jesse Leach from Killswitch is on the single Ancestry and just one of the guest performances on this new record. Jake, how do outside musicians enhance the music without diluting the qualities that make it unique to you?
That's an awesome question. You have good questions.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So I think it's really important that when you do a collaboration with an artist, you kind of understand their skill set and that they really want to collaborate with you. So Jesse Leach is a phenomenal vocalist. He's, in my opinion, a legend in the industry, and I think that he has just a great performance as a vocalist. So what was really cool about, you know, working with him, and what I think is really important, is, you know, he had a real desire to understand the lyrical content, understand the idea and the vision for the song itself before kind of putting his pen to paper. And then another thing that, you know, obviously I really like enjoy as a lyricist and a vocalist is giving him the opportunity to have a canvas where he can kind of paint his own picture within the picture. And that's what he did on Ancestry. And I think that there's nobody else that could have done a chorus that well, in my opinion. And what was great was he drove from, I think, New York to the studio and was like, you know, hey guys, I kind of have this idea. And we said, okay, well, let's hear it, you know. And he laid it out and we're like, it's done, you know. He's just such a professional and he knows what he's doing, but I think he knew where to draw from his own experiences in his life and lyrical content by really understanding the scope of the song overall. And he did a fantastic job. And that's really what you want when you want a guest vocalist to be a part, or any guest musician to be a part of your song.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Jake Lurs from August Burns Red with us. Coming up, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We've got music from Metallica coming up, a new tune from Tribulation. Jake's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jake Lurs from August Burns Red is my guest on the show this week. And Jake, you're touring this year, not only supporting this new record, Death Below, but also to commemorate a milestone anniversary. What makes longevity monumental, particularly to this band?
I think for us as a band, the idea of going on tour for 20-year anniversary is still not fully comprehensible. I think that if to look back at all of the accomplishments that the band has made and the changes, I also think of the other side of how being in this band has changed us all, made us better men and humans. And I think it has to do with the fans impacting us as much as we impact our fans with our music and the community that we've built. So it's, you know, this is not just to us. I think it's almost like, you know, we're not stopping anytime soon, but we know that after 20 years, we're finishing well. When we do, you know, we can say we did it and we did it well, and we've made our imprint and we've made an impact. And so I think we're all just very, very honored and humbled by the fact that we're walking into a 20-year anniversary tour. And our fans are by far the most loyal people I think I've ever met in my life.
Jake Lurs from August Burns Red on the show. Death Below, the new record just came out. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Anthrax, Suicidal Tendencies. More with Jake after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. August Burns Red singer Jake Lurs on the show with us this week, celebrating Death Below, the new record from August Burns Red. And recently, a video of you shaking hockey legend Wayne Gretzky's hand went viral. How does your excitement inform a better understanding of people who are eager to meet you?
Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever fanboyed out ever in my life to that degree. And if that's how people feel when we do like our meet and greets, I mean, that's just, there's no words, honestly. And I mean, you know, even if you're not a hockey fan, you know who Wayne Gretzky is. And I just think that, I'm giggling and I'm laughing because I'm like a little kid right now, just even thinking about that moment. I don't know how to compare it or how to really, flesh it out. And then on top of that, the fact that it went viral, I think is hilarious. And I felt like for the first week after it went viral, I felt like I was in a simulation. I was like, this can't possibly be real life right now. Like, I just don't understand. But I think that what that does say is, you know, when you are in a place of where maybe you've inspired someone or encouraged them, that, you know, that's precious ground, and that the fan or the person who really looks up to you or is inspired by you, like, has given you a gift of authority to kind of have a place in their heart. And that's a really special and precious place. And so I try to remember that for when I have fans that are excited to meet me, that, you know, they've given me this position to be in a place of their heart. And I want to respect that as much as I can. So I really try to go out of my way to shake hands and take time with fans, because again, it's a part of the community that we're building in our industry, in the music genre itself. And it's very, very important. So I'm just honored that anybody would even remotely think that I'm their Wayne Gretzky. I think that's just a huge honor.
Jake Lurs from August Burns Red on the show with us. Death Below, their new record is out now. Coming up next, we'll check out a new track from Prong. Plus, we'll have a member of Death Clock checking in for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. More with Jake up next. Full Metal Jackie. August Burns Red singer Jake Lurs with us on the show, celebrating the release of the new record, which is called Death Below. And uplifting other people seems to be your personal mission statement done through your music. Your life, Jim, and the Heart Support Mental Health Support Network. How does an event like Heart Support Fest encompass and promote all you believe?
Well, I don't want to take your whole day, because there's a lot there. So Heart Support Fest is, it really embodies what I believe my personal mission for my life is. And that's just to really build community and help people understand their worth and their life is so important. And I think that a lot of times where that starts, or what I've experienced with some fans over the years after talking with them, is how they see themselves, the experiences that they've had, maybe the trauma that they've got in their life. And I just believe that this genre of music, for me has always been about unification and bringing people together and uplifting one another. And so that was pretty much why I started heartsupport.com, which is an online community for people to talk openly about their mental health, but also why we're doing Heart Support Fest. It's to bring the music and that understanding of the power of music and what we can do when we come together for music. And then the other side of that is really trying to give people a place where they can be themselves and feel like they can be who they are and understand more about themselves by sharing their story, by expressing what they've experienced with others, and creating that unification, which I think is one of the fundamental pillars within the music genre.
Pick up the latest record from August Burns Red. It's called Death Below. Jake, thank you so much, and really looking forward to seeing you out there this year. Good luck with all things to come.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Quick break, but we've got more metal on the way.